This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
With tax cuts in place and regulations being cut, Pennsylvania employers are creating more job opportunities. But finding people to fill those jobs is a growing problem. That is the key finding of the fall 2018 Keystone Business Climate Survey. Here to dissect results of the poll are David Taylor from the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association, Rebecca Euler from the National Federation of Independent Business, PA, and Beth M. Mumford from Americans for Prosperity. David?
With me in the studio, pleased to welcome Beth Ann Mumford, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity. Beth Ann, thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, yes. And also my great friend, Rebecca Euler, the Legislative Director for the National Federation of Independent Business in Pennsylvania. Rebecca, thank you for being here.
Great to be here. Thank you, David.
So, you know, we're focused on jobs and dynamism and the rising tide to lift all ships here in Pennsylvania. And sort of it's a good news, bad news story. We're looking here specifically at the results of the twice-yearly Keystone Business Climate Survey from our friends at the Lincoln Institute for Public Opinion Research. And all of this is available online for the listeners to go look it up at lincolninstitute.org. And so, again, you know, good news, bad news. The good news is that the economy is doing well, that the Keystone Business Climate Survey interviewing decision makers at Pennsylvania businesses, the owners or presidents and CEOs, that 71% say that Pennsylvania's economy is on the right track, and that 40% say that Pennsylvania's economy has improved over the past 6 months. So that's the good news. The challenge is that we have a workforce crisis, that there are many open positions, but that employers can't find the people to staff those jobs. In the survey, the employers were asked, does your business have open positions for which you are currently seeking employees? And half of respondents said yes. But with a follow-up question, are you having difficulty finding qualified employees to fill jobs in your business? That 28% said yes, significant difficulty. Another 45% said some degree of difficulty. So you're talking there about 73%, almost three-quarters of respondents saying that they are having difficulty finding qualified new hires to fill those jobs.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And I'm glad to have the results of this survey because I was really interested to see how they would come back. NFIB does a small business economics trends survey regularly on a national level. And these are just a mirror of the numbers that we're seeing at the national level as well with finding qualified employees. And it is by far our biggest small business issue at the moment. Surveys have found that overwhelmingly this is the biggest problem. You know, in the past, taxes and regulations have been at the top of the list, and this issue has come out above taxes and regulations at this point now because it is such a concern, especially for small business owners, finding qualified employees. So we're in the interesting position of watching, you know, growth across the country, which, like you said, is great news. But now we're almost seeing a limitation to that growth because we're not able to find the employees to do the jobs.
And then it becomes a limit on it becomes a drag on growth because essentially it's a cap on economic activity, that there are jobs that would be added, shifts that would be added, production that could occur, and actually in the Keystone Business Climate Survey that employers were asked, what is the most significant problem confronting your business today? And the response for them was availability of qualified workers over a third.
So Pennsylvania is no different than the rest of the country in that.
So this is, I mean, you go down the list, you talk about the other things that are, you know, more expected, things like, you know, the burden of regulation and high taxes. But, you know, even those two combined at 17% and 11%, not as large as that challenge for finding qualified workers.
Yeah, absolutely. I travel all over the Commonwealth, and for months we've been hearing the positive outlook from businesses from one end of the state to the other, really looking forward to positive economic growth. So this idea that now that they've got that vision for positive economic growth and can't find qualified employees across the Commonwealth is frustrating, I think, in this environment, because we're all looking forward to that robust economic activity and having qualified, skilled workers who are aspirational and constantly looking for new opportunities is what we want across the Commonwealth.
Yes.
And we
yes.
clearly don't have that at the moment.
Well, and one of the positive results of being in the situation where we have more more jobs available than people who are looking for work is that it is getting us into that economic cycle where wages are rising. And this is you know, that's a good thing, that we want people to be well rewarded for the work that they do. And that, I guess, the hope would be that with the market raising wages, that even though unemployment is low, we have a very large number of people who are outside the workforce, that they're not working, they've stopped looking for work, so they no longer get counted in those numbers, and that hopefully having rising wages, that will help to bring people off the sidelines. Of course, that doesn't solve the problem of the skills gap, because even if you do have people who are willing to put themselves forward for work, if they don't have the ability to actually do the jobs that exist in the economy, that doesn't help the people who are hiring.
Yeah, that's definitely something that policymakers need to consider. And I know that has been a focus of discussion in Harrisburg lately. How do we solve that skills gap?
And I mean, certainly, education reform has got to be part of that. Pennsylvania is one of the top spenders when it comes to the public K-12 school system. And, because employers, they're not a lot of times, and Rebecca, you can speak to this with your membership, that a lot of times that the manufacturing employers I speak with, that they're not even necessarily looking for a particular advanced skill, but rather, people who are trainable, people who have basic
yes.
literacy, basic math,
right.
and then the internal discipline to show up on time, put in a full day's work, not mouth off to the supervisor, don't scare the customers, so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's exactly what we hear, because the businesses are usually willing to train their employees the skills they need for that particular job. So they really need someone who is willing to show up to work, like you said, and has the basic work skills necessary. So that kind of brings us to making sure that those entry-level positions where young people can get basic job skills are available. And that's something that we should talk about, because there's a lot of proposals out there to increase the minimum wage.
I think the other thing we've forgotten over time, because we had such a stagnated economy nationwide for a period of time because of the policies that were in place, is that robust economic activity actually empowers workers. And I think in a lot of ways, workers right now can lead this conversation, right? If you want a promotion or a raise, now is the time to talk to your boss about what can that look like? What are the skills I need to get promoted? What are the ideas and paths forward for me to be able to grow and provide more value as an employee? And I think a lot of those conversations have not been happening for quite some time, because our policies, you're talking about minimum wage holding back people, but we've had a whole lot of policies that have basically told people, you're not going to be able to succeed unless the government gives you a path forward. The truth is, robust economic activity gives all of us a path forward. We need to reframe that conversation, I think, because right now workers have the power to have this conversation in a different way.
Rebecca, I'm interested in learning more about what the survey results from NFIB, what do they tell us about how the U.S. economy is doing today.
Okay, well, one thing I can tell you is that small business optimism is through the roof right now. NFIB has a small business optimism index that we take the pulse on small businesses across the country every month. And that small business optimism index is it began rising in November 2016, and it's been at historically high levels.
Well, and that actually mirrors results from the Keystone Business Climate Survey. We don't aspire to excellence. What happens is, and this has been Pennsylvania's experience for decades, that we only ever grow at a fraction of the national average. Even when we're in positive territory, other states are moving ahead farther and faster than we are. And so over time, this compounds itself. This is why we have stagnant job growth and wage growth and population growth, because people, ultimately they go to where the opportunities are both more plentiful and more promising. So, yeah, Harrisburg needs an attitude adjustment.
We need leaders at the top who are looking at big, bold reforms that will unlock the promise of Pennsylvania, right? We need policies that make sure that every single individual, every single community, and every single business across the Commonwealth is free to thrive. You know, we are missing opportunity here for every single citizen to have their greatest chance to thrive. And that involves having a business climate that gets our entrepreneurs, our innovators, our small businesses, our large businesses looking forward to their own big, bold vision to create the kind of economic environment that can only make life better here.
So every time I have a discussion in Harrisburg about cutting taxes, I hope the answer from now on isn't going to be, well, let's find where we're going to cut in the budget to allow for these tax
cuts. Exactly, because we're talking about reducing tax rates. We're not talking about reducing tax collections.
Right.
In fact, that the opposite is true, that by reducing the baseline costs of creating and keeping jobs in Pennsylvania, and whether that's through tax relief or regulatory reform or limits on lawsuit abuse or modernizing workers' comp or unemployment comp, there are all kinds of ways that state government could help to reduce the baseline cost of creating and keeping jobs, that when state government does that, it improves the environment for investment. And as a result, you get more of that dynamism. You get the willingness of people to take risks, to start their own small business. And that's actually one of the key indicators that should concern everyone, is that Pennsylvania's small business startup rate is totally anemic. I want to thank both of you so much for being here with us. We're out of time. Much thanks to the Lincoln Institute for the Keystone Business Climate Survey. You can find all that online at lincolninstitute.org. For Rebecca and Beth Ann and myself, thanks to all of you at home for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.